are still working, and that's always a good thing, as I've been saying over the last number of weeks, that we are definitely still continuing that work. A little bit more to do, still working with our chairs and in both bodies, and I don't have more of an update to offer. I would say special session should be called soon. Again, the governor is the one that needs to do that, depending on the work, and that's really where we stand.
You think it will be wrapped up, though, all these bills and all the differences you still have?
There's a lot of differences still, as you're hearing, you know, in different areas, there's still quite a bit of conversation going on. Important to recognize, though, that the discussion and the working together has not stopped, and I think that's really an important piece to point out, is those discussions and the work in a bipartisan way have not broken down in any way.
Is the weekend a possibility?
You know that I've said this all along. I thought today was a possibility, so I would be remiss to say that it's not.
What is leadership working on getting the votes on right now?
You know, leadership has just kind of looked at all of the offers that are out there. As you know, you saw that skinny down version of the tax bill. Leadership had been involved in that. That's not to say, though, that the tax chairs have not weighed in, as you saw public comments on a number of provisions in there. So that, again, the transportation that bill that came through, there were some concerns that have kind of bubbled up in the transportation bill that have been part of discussions as the chairs are working.
Transportation bill.
Just with some county things in the collar counties and some of the things that were pointed out. But again, the discussions are going forward.
What are the conversations around doing undocumented immigrant health care as a standalone bill looking like?
So as we had talked originally, that was never part of the discussion. It was not really brought up. That was an assumption that was made, as it would definitely travel in that health bill as expected. I know there's problems with getting that through with the DFL, and so some concessions and some of the things that we're looking at is if that would be broken out into a separate bill, there would have to be a guaranteed contingency that, say, funding for MDH or whatever that might look like, a contingency that would be a guarantee that that bill would both be passed and enacted.
So in other words, taking something essential from the Human Services bill and putting it
right,
in the cabinet.
Just a guarantee. And in this room, we have been very transparent and working together, but just to allow assurances to the caucuses that feel that is a very important thing.
What are the chances of a special session this week and in particular Saturday, as Corbin was talking about?
Again, I have said that I thought today, Wednesday, was maybe going to be a special session. No date has been set, but I'm very optimistic that it could happen at any point in time when the governor's ready to call that.
Is Saturday a possibility?
Every day has been a possibility, but not today anymore because we're out of time, you know. But at any point in time when the governor does call that, I think is a possibility that we could move in and go forward.
How much time do you expect will happen between when that special session's announced and when you guys will gavel in?
I would say when it's announced, it's going to be fairly quick, but giving people a fair time. Most of the members are back in their districts across the state, either going back to the jobs that they take a break from during the legislative session, back with constituents, potentially with family. So there's not going to be a long lead time, but there has to be an adequate time for people to button things up and then get back.
Is the final going to include a partial rollback of, or a full or partial rollback of the non-compete ban? Is that something leaders are talking
about? Non-compete is something that we are still definitely talking about, and that work is going on with both the commissioner and with the leaders, and or I shouldn't say with the leaders, but with the committee chairs and those that have been working on that.
You support rolling it back, your caucus?
We definitely need changes to non-compete here in Minnesota.
Are your members doing per diems in between these sessions, or is there any cost being incurred right now?
I can't speak to if members are gathering per diems during this time or not. I had made an agreement with myself privately back in 19 when we were called back for that one-day special session. As a new legislator, what I had always said is if we didn't get our work done, why would I expect the taxpayers to pay me for not doing it? So quietly I did that, never realizing that a year later we were going to go into 12 plus special sessions. I don't take per diem personally on any special sessions or anything, but I can't speak to other members. That's their decisions.
We heard from Peter Norman, some of the bills still being finalized, health and then also Human Services. Are there specific issues that are being worked through on the language of those bills?
On the health bill, just that how things are going to travel with the undoc piece, the insurance for undocumented people.
Representative Davids has said that he doesn't understand why any Republican would vote for the taxes bill. Would you vote for it?
Right now, that taxes bill is being looked at. We do know that that skinny down version has a lot of concerns with it. And so if things are being added or moved, we'll take a look at the final language. We don't have final language on that right now.
Are you okay with passing a budget without a tax bill this year?
We'll have to see.
Are there discussions about bonding?
Yeah, discussions on bonding are still ongoing. Our chairs, all of the caucus chairs, the lead over in the Senate, have been looking at that again. That's a $700 million bonding bill is what has been proposed and talked about from the very beginning that needed to really address some of the issues in the state. There's not a lot of room for extra programs and extra things that are kind of passed in there. But if we do come together with a good solid bonding bill, that leaves the leeway to potentially get one through this year. But the discussions are definitely ongoing. No guarantees, though.
Senate Republicans seem to be maybe the wild card on that. I mean, are you privy to what they're asking for?
You know, I am not. Senate Republicans are working, you know, they are the only true minority in the legislature right now, and that affords them some really different opportunities. I don't know their details and what is being worked out in the Senate. But I know either way, whatever happens, it would be for the best intentions of Minnesotans going forward.
Will the House suspend the rules to make this special session just a single day?
That is still being discussed. We'll take a look at that, and that is being discussed.
Is that what you want?
That is being discussed.
You guys are good.
Why do members of your caucus not like the skinny tax bill?
The tax bill, the one that had come out, that was actually a Senator Rest bill, really did some good things for the state. When that couldn't be agreed on and it came down to that skinny bill, a lot of the good provisions were stripped out. That's where there's concern on what has been proposed as that skinny tax bill.
Including data centers, is that the biggest
thing? We were looking for some changes on that. Absolutely, that's a big thing. I know the governor had said all along that SAF, the sustainable aviation fuel, was a priority. That was stripped out. There's a number of other things that... should they get added back in, but not a full bill, we would really have to take a look at what that is. Thank you.
Are the conversations friendly in there?
Yeah. They are. I mean, we don't see eye to eye on everything, but I think professionally, that is what people expect us to do, is have conversations and deal with issues in a friendly manner. I don't think screaming and fighting about things gets us any place. So.
Thank you.
Sure.